Welcome to another brand new episode of Take a Shelfie, the podcast about bottle shops and the pints and people you find therein. I am Jeff Martin, and with me as always is a man who just last episode was making fun of my age, but now finds himself a year older, Matt Prince. Matt, happy birthday.
Thanks, Jeff. Yeah, I'm wrapping up my birthday weekend, which I feel kind of foolish saying because I'm a 33-year-old man. I don't need a full weekend to celebrate, but had my close, my immediate family over today for a little birthday celebration. So finishing up now with a happy birthday IPA from Vitamin C. So I know you enjoyed it on your birthday, your can of it. Thank you, Francis Dalator, for this beer. Wait, was it Francis or was it Chris?
It was Francis.
Francis, for this beer. So this is closing out my birthday weekend, and it's delicious. I mean, it's really good. No surprise.
Matt, I'm trying to remember what happened during my year of being 33. But all I can think of was that it didn't involve a global pandemic. So I hope that yours also includes not being a global pandemic at some point. Meanwhile, Matt, I don't want to jinx anything because in the last episode, we were really happy about the fact that baseball had returned. And then immediately our favorite team, the Phillies, got shut down by the team from Florida and their coronavirus outbreak. But it looks like they may play again, the Phillies. But meanwhile, today, hockey came back.
Hockey did come back. My favorite sport. I think it's your favorite. I mean, you or your family are season ticket holders. You've taken me to a couple games in the last few years. Boy, is it good to have the boys in orange and black skating again.
It's just great to watch sports with consequence. And it was so great to see a sports game that mattered. It was so great to watch some skating and four goals scored by the Flyers. It was terrific. And speaking of sports, you want to return a shout out that you heard on a sports podcast.
Yeah. My buddy, Mark Loisel, he also does a podcast. He's out of Providence, Rhode Island. He used to work on Sports Talk Radio. But he has a really great podcast it's called Shark Sports Radio. I listened to it via SoundCloud. They gave us a great shout out on their last episode, two shout outs actually. And really, really great. It's a great listen. I mean, I was blown away by the sports knowledge, and you know, they're out of New England, but they weren't New England biased. But I will say, you know, Mark, who won today? Flyers won. They beat the Bruins 4-1. The number four seed beating the number one seed. We're coming for that number one spot. So I'm pretty excited about that. But definitely give Shark Sports Radio a listen. You're going to get really top of the line sports talk and from two really, really thoughtful, smart guys. So give it a listen.
So, Matt, you mentioned our buddy Francis, who brought us the happy birthday beers, which you're enjoying today. And this week we were talking with Francis, and he was telling us a story that, if you're okay, I would like to retell that story and sort of use it as a launching point for a discussion. So Francis lives up in the Boston area, and he has access to a lot of these great New England breweries. And this week, or last week at this point, Trillium and Vitamin C released a collaboration called Channel Charge. And Francis is a huge fan of both of those breweries. He has in turn made us fans of both of those breweries. And as often is the case when these collaborations are released, there was a rush to try to get it. And there was a limited amount of the beer. And so Francis was able to secure himself a 4-pack, but he told us later that they had sold out of the entire allotment of the beer in 5 minutes.
Yeah, you know, Jeff, I actually heard about this not only from Francis. I was watching an Instagram live, and it was the founder of Hop Culture, the beer magazine that I really, really enjoy, and the head of, I believe it was marketing, or the head marketing and sales for Trillium, and they were talking about this and how the beer sold out so quickly, which, you know, is a double-edged sword. Really, because, you know, it's great when you sell out of a product, but, you know, when you sell out of a product, there's bound to be somebody who's not getting beer. Now, Jeff, what was the allotment? Do you know?
It was, you know, it's great when beer sells out quickly, but the allotment was a case per person. And so a lot of people bought the entire allotment, and, you know, there was, you know, somewhere north of 500 cases, but that's not a lot of beer, especially when you've got people lining up. So with a full case as the allotment, it's not a surprise that it sold out quickly. But what I'm surprised about is the implication then that so many people bought the entire allotment, bought an entire case of a beer that, while we know that both breweries are good, they've never had this beer. They don't know if the beer's any good or not, but they bought an entire case of it.
Yeah, you know, immediately I'm kind of like taken aback by the fact that the allotment was a case. That's a big allotment, especially for two breweries that should, you know, you should know this by now. Like, you should have the understanding that this is going to be popular. And I don't own a brewery. I'm not a business person, but I would think that you'd want to get your beer into as many hands as possible. Not, you know, yes, you want to sell out, but I mean, come on, you got to know that you could have done 4 4-packs or 3 4-packs and you still would have sold out, especially when you're selling out in 5 minutes.
Yeah, and Matt, that's a good point, but I really don't want to focus on the breweries and their choices in this discussion. I want to focus on the people who decided to buy the entire allotment. So we're obviously beer fans. We have stood in lines before. We did that legendary trip to New York that we've talked about. We've stood in lines at Tired Hands. And, you know, I've been to Treehouse. You've been to some limited releases in the area. And you see this happening a lot of the time. You see people walking away with full cases of the beer that's for sale. And I always just sort of ask the question, is it for you? Are you going to drink that entire case? Because when I'm going to get a 4-pack and maybe a second 4-pack for you. But more often than not, I'm getting a 4-pack and splitting that 1 4-pack with you.
Right.
So I'm getting 4 beers. They're getting 24 beers.
Yeah. I don't honestly, like, as you can imagine, we didn't even say what style it was. It was a hazy IPA or a hazy double IPA. You know, to me, I'm like, okay, I love beer, but I usually only drink between like 4 and 6 beers a week. And in order to enjoy that beer with the freshness that it should be enjoyed, I'd have to drink 4 to 6 of them for 4 straight weeks. And that would be all I'd be drinking. You know, like, I guess, like, maybe, I mean, I don't think it's all for the individual who's buying the case.
Nor, Matt, do I think that it is for friends. Like, no. I'm not certain that it's like, hey, you know, there's a cider release coming up this week that you said you might run over and get some of the cider. Yeah. It's an apple cider donut cider collaboration between Ship Bottom Brewery and Lynn Villa Orchards, both local to the area. And I said to you, hey, if you make it over there, do you want to split a 6-pack? Can you get me a 6-pack? So, you know, you might walk away that day with a 6-pack for you, a 6-pack for me, a 6-pack for Chris. And so, you know, you're walking away with 3 6-packs, and that's almost a case. But I feel like a lot of these times people aren't buying them to share. They're buying them to trade.
Yeah, it's bizarre what's happened to the craft beer industry, the market, this like side black market that's happened. And we've seen it. We saw it while we were at Other Half. Do you remember that? Like, we were waiting in line and someone who already got their beer was already trying to trade / sell it to the schmucks who were in line around us, you know, with an upcharge.
It was that Tom and Baratheon looking kid in the LeBron jersey. He came walking back down the line. He's like, anybody have something to trade? Anybody have something to trade? Because he had gotten the beer and he had bought more than he intended to drink. It was the allotment, so he was allowed to get that much, but he bought far more than he intended to drink so that he could then swap it for beer.
Yeah, I can honestly say, aside from like our gentleman agreements, like sometimes we will buy beer for each other, and then like, see, you might buy beer for me, and then I might be going to buy beer for you. And instead of exchanging money, we're just like, all right, let's call it a wash. We'll give each other beers. but that's not really a trade. That's just like evening things up. And instead of going through Venmo to give each other money for no reason, like I give you money, you give me money, which is stupid, we just even it up with beer. But I've never actually traded beer. And I don't think I will, because I don't know, it just doesn't feel right. Like, you're buying a product and other people are missing out on that product because you're buying more of it. And then all you're doing is using it selfishly to get you other beer.
So, I mean, I can't say that I don't respect the hustle. Like, I respect that you're willing to go out there and then take a chance that you might not be able to trade it. For instance, that time I went to Treehouse, I knew I was going to be going to Treehouse at the end of the weekend. I brought up some Tired Hands with me, just on the off chance that I would wind up in line in front of or behind someone who's not from Philadelphia, which is, you know, a decent chance in Massachusetts, and you know, they might want a four pack of some Tired Hands because they'd never had it, and maybe I could spin it into a four pack of Treehouse and bring it back to my friends. And so, like, I do respect the hustle, but it sort of feels to me that what we're at, and Matt, like, you ever go to a baseball game and there's a bobblehead giveaway, and you know, you park and you walk to the stadium and it's half an hour before game time and you already see people walking out of the stadium and they've got seven bobbleheads. They bought seven tickets to the game so that they could get seven Mike Schmidt bobbleheads and sell them on eBay. And you're taking a bobblehead away from someone who perhaps bought a ticket to the game to get the bobblehead. And just, what's the point? Like, where's the joy? Where's the spreading of the shared love of the craft, either, you know, for bobbleheads or for beer? Like, you're just selling it to people. You're giving it away to people. You're trading it with people you don't even know. You don't even get an opportunity to, you know, crack the beer with them and talk about the beer you've just exchanged together. You're handing a beer off to a stranger. You're taking beer from a stranger. You're walking away and never talking to them again.
Well, you know, Jeff, that's exactly the thing. Like, your situation going up the Treehouse to me is different. You didn't throw it on Instagram, you know, in search of so-and-so for trade Tired Hands. You went up there with some Tired Hands because you thought maybe someone would want it. And you know what? You would see that person face to face and you could talk to them about the beer and maybe you crack one open together. Like, there, that was pre-COVID times. There was a possibility for that exchange to happen, that camaraderie to happen. And you were just looking at an opportunity. And if you didn't find anyone to trade with, you'd bring that four pack home and drink it yourself. You wouldn't then go home and sit on your computer going and go onto some other Instagram from some other can release and say, in search of, and then for trade Tired Hands. I also worry, like, people say for trade Tired Hands and they list some beers. I don't know how fresh that beer is. I could go on the Instagram and see how fresh that beer is. But if someone put for trade Alien Church, they can Alien Church weekly, you know, like they're always canning that beer. So I wouldn't even know the freshness. And of course I could ask, but who's to say they're going to tell me the truth? Like, it can make the experience of the beer unpleasant.
And you know, I won't say that I haven't partaken in this economy. I haven't done like the four trade in search of, but I wound up on a Facebook page or something where four beer traders, and someone who lived nearby to me had Treehouse. It was the first time I ever got Treehouse, and she was offering it up, you know, just like for whatever. And I think I wound up giving her a four pack of, I don't know, it's like something cool I had gotten at Total Wine in Delaware. So I won't say that I've never partaken in the economy, but like, as I've progressed in my beer journey, it seems wasteful to me. It seems a waste. And so I wanted to sort of tie this back into our sort of raison d'etre, our reason for being, which is bottle shops. And so I wanted to talk about briefly putting together, and we may have talked about this before, but it's just worth repeating, putting together a six pack or putting together a purchase list at a bottle shop, and how much stuff do you get? How often do you even find yourself buying a full case of anything anymore?
Oh, I don't remember the last time I bought a full case of any. Actually, the last time I bought a full case of anything was probably sometime around 2015 when I still, this was before I was married, and I was still throwing parties in my apartment and buying game beer, buying PBR or Natty Bo, like cases of 30 cans of PBR or Natty Bo. I have not bought a case since then. Mostly for multiple reasons. I like to drink different things. I can't just drink the same thing over and over and over again. I have no interest in it. And I don't have parties anymore. And even if I had parties, I'd probably buy a few 12 packs so that people had a nice selection. But I also enjoy the bottle shop experience. I enjoy picking out a few cans a week, which I do. I go to my bottle shop at least once a week because I might not even buy something. I like window shopping. I just like seeing all the new stuff that's out, and I like the ability to just buy a can of something. Like I was really lucky because this week, Pinocchio's got a drop of Equilibrium beer, which is they never distribute, but they occasionally will do these drops of cans. And Pinocchio's got five different beers, two cases of each. And it was amazing. So I got one, four different cans. I got four different IPAs from the Equilibrium, and that's the excitement about a bottle shop is you don't have to be boxed into a case or even a six pack or a four pack. You can get a bunch of different things, and it's fun.
I don't live as near to Pinocchio's as you do, nor do I live near a bottle shop that lets me put together my own six pack as you do. So I will do the six pack or four pack of one beer pretty often. My brother-in-law was just at the distributor, not the bottle shop, the distributor near me, and he came across some Scrag Mountain Pills and some Sip of Sunshine from Lawson's, and he got me a full four pack of each, and they're just for me. I'm gonna go through those beers, and I bought some six packs from Sterling Pig because they sell them in six packs. I'm drinking Prague Hog tonight, which is a Czech style lager, a terrific complement to their Schott pills, by the way. And so I will do the full six pack or the full four pack, but I definitely don't do cases anymore. I think I bought a case last year of Lagunitas Daytime because I wanted to have an easy drinking alternative in my fridge for when I was, just kicking around and like I thought I might have two or three in a night. I will go to that instead of to one of the New England IPAs. But when I go to a bottle shop and I'm getting something special, like these releases are, taking us all the way back, I'm gonna get one, maybe two. I'll get a second in case I really, really like it and I want to have a second one. But I'll get one. I don't want to take the opportunity for someone else to get that beer away from them without them even knowing it.
And I think that's like part of what being a craft beer appreciator, enjoyer, fan is all about. It's about sharing that experience with others. I mean, I love when I have a beer and I get you a can of it, or you have a beer and you get me a can of it, and we can share those experiences. We can talk about the beer. We can share them together. That's how our that's a big part of how we became friends. It was over beer and like enjoying those beers and talking about those beers. I just think that it's really special to be able to share those experiences. And when you take an extra can or you take an extra four pack, you do take that experience away from somebody. And I'm not here to shame people. If you bought that case of Channel Charge and you plan on drinking all 24 cans, or you have friends that wanted it and you bought it and you shared the love, right on you. But if you bought that case and you're drinking like a four pack and you're on the market and that's your for trade, you probably took that experience away from an avid fan of Trillium or an avid fan of Vitamin C. There were diehard fans who were looking forward to that day who maybe couldn't get on until 9:05. They said at 9:05, and who, like some people aren't available. Like there still are people working. you know, and 9 o'clock is when the workday starts. So there are people working who might not have had a chance. There might, you know, to get that beer. And I just think, like, you know, the case allotment might have been too much. And there are people out there just not experiencing the beer the way that I would want people to do it. But that's my opinion.
Yeah, it's like going to the movies in the days before you could buy a reserve seat and savings, and it's one person saving a seat for five other people who they're not getting snacks. They're not even in the building yet. And it's 2 minutes before showtime, and there's people walking the theater trying to find seats, and you're saying, I'm sorry, I'm saving these seats. Those people got here on time, man.
Right, yeah.
Like you're like my friends are – and this is maybe a rant for a different time and a different podcast, but my friends aren't responsible to show up to the movies in time. I can't promise to hold the seat for you that long. So this is our gentle suggestion accompanied by a lot of ranting, maybe, to breweries when they do these special releases. You know, maybe reconsider your allotment. Maybe reconsider your allotment to 3-4 packs, like 12 beers of a special beer is plenty for a person to enjoy.
And you know what else, Jeff? I really appreciate, and you'll see this on a lot of Instagram pages for breweries. They'll say allotments start at, and then they'll say an amount. And they adjust those allotments as the day goes on. So they might have, like, I know, and this is going to make it seem like I'm a big fanboy of Hudson Valley Brewing because this is two straight weeks. I've never been there. I've not had any of their beer. I follow them on Instagram because they're a brewery I'd like to enjoy beer from. But they always say allotments start at. You get there at a certain time in the morning. You get a wristband. And then it doesn't start at that point. You get your wristband, and they encourage you to go enjoy their town. Go eat breakfast at one of our restaurants in town. You know, they're trying to bring business to their area. And then once they see how many wristbands are sold, then they reset the allotment. It's like reseeding in sports. Like, you see what happens, and then you reseed. You know, I love that plan because if 500 people, if you were expecting 300 people to show up and 500 people show up, that's great. You have 500 people who wanted your beer that much to get there that early in the morning, get a wristband, reward those people and give them beer.
I actually love that idea, Matt. The wait and see what the demand is on the day of and then adjust. And then another way around it is, you know, I'm thinking of Tired Hands, and they make a ton of their beer now. Like, they have the facilities to make a ton of their beer. And so the trade economy around Tired Hands has sort of fallen off a little bit, because what will happen is they'll sell what they can the day of. And then the next day, you know, they'll say the allotment is 2-4 packs. And then the next day you can go and get a full case because they've sold it to the people who need it. So if you really want the full case, like, just wait.
Or set allotments low for like the first hour. And then if you want, you can order more. So after the first hour, if there's any left, people can then reorder more. But I'm just saying that's a possibility, especially in COVID times when you have to order it. You couldn't pick your beer up until later in the day. You could order online at 9. So what you could say is you can order this much at 9. And then at 10, we will release the rest of it. If there's anything left, we'll release the rest of it, and then people can buy more. You could add to your order. Like, that could be something you can do. And you can figure that out. Like, you can make that happen. And yes, things are different now because everything's online. Everything is pre-order. So, like, you don't really know how many people want to even show up at your brewery to get beer. So I understand that. I get that. You want to make sure you sell your product because you can't – it's not like you could can a certain amount and then put some in kegs. There's no kegs. Like, you're not doing draft beer right now. So you want to make sure you sell your product and it doesn't sit around. I get that completely. But, you know, there's a way to get more people beer.
Yeah, and once again, no hate to people who, if you plan on drinking the full case, sure, go ahead. And especially if you are sending your friend to go get some beer, by all means, share it with your friends. Don't share it with people you don't even know. It's pointless. It's a waste. And because that's what craft beer enjoyment is all about, like you said, it's about doing it with your friends. And I'm so glad that we have each other as beer friends. By the way, today is National Beer Friends Forever Day as we're recording this. So happy Beer Friends Forever Day, Matt.
Happy Beer Friends Forever Day to you, Jeff.
Happy Beer Friends Forever Day to all our listeners. We really appreciate that you stop by every week to listen to the podcast. You can subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And while you're there, subscribe to Shark Sports Radio. Terrific show. Mark does a great job. While you're at those places, also leave both of us a really nice review. We appreciate hearing from our listeners, and it does wonders for promotion of the podcast. You can follow us on social media at Shelfie Podcast on Instagram, and you can visit us at shelfiepodcast.com, where you can listen to full episodes and leave comments and tell us that you vehemently disagree with our position on buying full cases at a can release, and then we're going to get in a fight.
And just to spite us, if you want to buy a full case at a can release and send us beer, be like, yeah, here's beer and I don't know you. I'm okay with that.
You'll really show us.
Yeah, show
us. You will show us. Yeah, show us up and buy us beer. And we'll be happy to drink it on the podcast. Until next time, I'm Jeff Martin.
And I am Matt Prince.
Cheers.